理课堂听 class.com。
There was a full moon that night, and the children gazed for a moment at the quiet courtyard. The moonlight made the dirt floor look as strange and eerie as the surface of the moon. Violet picked Sunny up, and the two of them crossed the courtyard toward the heavy wooden gate leading out of the lumber mill. The only sound was the soft shuffling of Violet's feet. The orphans could not remember when they had been in a place that felt so quiet and still, which is why the sudden creaking sound made them jump in surprise.The creaking sound was as noisy as mice, and seemed to be coming from straight ahead. Violet and Sunny stared out into the gloom, and with another creak, the wooden gate swung open and revealed the short figure of a person, walking slowly toward them.
"Klaus,"
Sunny said, for one of the few regular words she used was the name of her brother. And to her relief, Violet saw that it was indeed Klaus who was walking toward them.He had on a new pair of glasses that looked just like his old ones, except they were so new that they shone in the moonlight. He gave his sisters a dazed and distant smile, as if they were people he did not know so well.
"Klaus, we were so worried about you," Violet said, hugging her brother as he reached them. "You were gone for so long. Whatever happened to you?"
"I don't know," Klaus said, so quietly that his sisters had to lean forward to hear him.
"I can't remember."
"Did you see Count Olaf?" Violet asked.Was Dr. Orwell working with him? Did they do anything to you?"
"I don't know," Klaus said, shaking his head. "I remember breaking my glasses, and I remember Charles taking me to the eye-shaped building, but I don't remember anything else. I scarcely remember where I am right now."
"Klaus," Violet said firmly, "you were at the Lucky Smells Lumber Mill here in Paltryville. Surely you remember that." Klaus did not answer. He merely looked at his sisters with wide, wide eyes, as if they were an interesting aquarium or a parade.
"Klaus?" Violet asked. "I said, you were at the Lucky Smells Lumber Mill."
Klaus still did not answer. "He must be very tired," Violet said to Sunny.
"Libu,"
Sunny said doubtfully.
"You'd better get to bed, Klaus," Violet said.
"Follow me." At last, Klaus spoke. "Yes, sir," he said, quietly.
"Sir?" Violet repeated. "I'm not a sir. I'm your sister."
But Klaus was silent once more, and Violet gave up. Still carrying Sunny, she walked back toward the dormitory, and Klaus shuffled behind her. The moon shone on his new glasses, and his steps made little clouds of dirt, but he didn't say a word. Quiet as mimes,